מנהג יפה לטבול בערב יום הכיפורים במקווה טהרה, במים חמים מותר. So the halakha brings down that it is a good custom and practice, commendable, for everyone to go to the mikveh and dip, even in the hot mikveh, מערב יום הכיפורים. ושליחי סיבור העוברים לפני הטבע בראש שלום יום הכיפורים, מצווים ביותר שאת בתורת מנהג לטבול במקווה טהרה, להוציא את הרבים ידי חובתם בטהרה. זה שליחי סיבור, חזנים. So they have a bigger obligation to make sure that they go to the mikveh, because they should fulfill the obligation of the sibur b'tahara with purity. וכתב בשוט מן השמיים, שאלות ותשובות מן השמיים, שעל כל פנים אם שליחי הסיבור יתארו במקווה בכל מקום ימהרו ביאת הגואל. They say that merit, it speeds the coming of the Mashiach. אין לברך על תבילה זו. We do not make a ברכה on this תבילה, since it's only a מנהג. אם אין לו אפשרות לטבול באיזו סיבה שהיא, the person for whatever reason cannot make it to the מקווה, ישפכו עליו תשעה קבין מים. So he should have poured on him 9 cup of water, which is like about 12 and a half liters of water. Beit Yishai says you should have somebody else pour it on you. Either put the water in 2 or 3 vessels, and as you're pouring the water over the person who's just standing with his hands, you know, folded over his chest, just pour it over his head, and before the first bucket ends, you start pouring the second bucket, so on and so forth. Today that we have a shower, so the shower would alleviate this issue. Just to stand straight under the kiluach, under the stream of water, until about 12 and a half liters of water fall on the person. So that would be in a place where there's no mikveh. The Beit Yishai also discusses a third option, to make a special netilat yadayim 40 times, with the special kavanot that we discussed. Furthermore, אף על פי שמן הדין אין להקפיד על דבר החוצץ בתפילת ערב ובכיפורים שאינה אלא מנהג, וכל מקום טוב להסיר כל דבר החוצץ. Even though normally we're not so worried about חציצה, about anything that's an interference that blocks the water normally for men, however today we're a little extra careful. So once you try to take off their rings and things like that, cut their nails before they go to the mikveh, and so on and forth, just to be extra careful. According to the halakha, however, the halakha holds that it's not necessary to take off these chatzitzot. But again, the yotov, since this is a more serious tevilah, one should be extra careful. Yesh noagim lomar vidui be'aita tevilah. At the time that they're dipping, they say vidui. V'yizharu shelo leskir shem shamayim be'aita vidui. You can't say God's name, obviously. Afilu kesh roshan mechuseh, even the mikveh. The mikveh is hot mikveh, it's a place where you cannot say Hashem's name. But if you want to say Chatati, Aviti, Pashati, when he's in the mikveh or under the water, obviously you can't say it, but Berur, or in the mikveh itself, it's okay. The kavanot for the tevilah of Erev Yom Kippurim is like the tevilot of Erev Rosh Hashanah. The first one is for general tahara. The second one is for Tikkun HaKa'as. Ka'as is Gematria 150. With the word, it's 151, which is the numerical value of the word Mikveh. So Ka'as, Gematria, Mikveh. And then the third one is Lematek, Giburot, Lachasadim, to sweeten the judgment with Chesed. The third one is to remove the garment of Chol, not only from our physical bodies, but from our souls. And we put the curses behind us. And the fifth tevilah is to accept upon ourselves the hara of Yom Kippurim, physically by changing our clothes and by accepting the new nevush of the neshama of Kippur. Although the Beit Yishai said the custom of the ladies in those days was to go to the mikveh, even the single girls, today it's asur for any lady to go to the mikveh It's not our custom. They should not go to the mikveh today. And also, even somebody that went to the mikveh on Erev Rosh Hashanah should still try to go to the mikveh today, even though they didn't become tameh in between. They should make an extra effort to make the tevilah. Also, since it is a Yom Tov, Halakha says that one has to wear nice clothes on Yom Kippurim. Mitzvah l'lbosh begadim na'im v'nikiyim Yom Kippurim. Like it says in the Pasuk, Likdosh Adonai Mechubad. What's Likdosh Hashem? Ze Yom Kippurim. It says in Gemara Shabbat Kuf Yutet, Likdosh Hashem Mechubad, Ze Yom Kippurim She'em Bo Lo Achila Velo Shtiya. Likdosh Hashem, the day is sanctified totally to God. But it says what? On that day that's holy for God, Mechubad. How do you respect it? Kabedeu Bekesut Nikiya. You have to put on the fine clothes. Furthermore, there is a question if a person should wear gold jewelry on the Hag. There's a sefer called Betzela Chochma. He explains that when one is wearing a white garment that's embroidered in gold, since the white garment represents forgiveness and cleanliness, it should not contain gold that represents sin. When you're mixing them together, when you're mixing white and gold together, there is nothing wrong, however, with wearing gold jewelry, rings, eyeglasses, or watches made of gold on Yom Kippur. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah commented that one should wear only the jewelry that one wears during the weekdays, but not the special jewelry that he wears on Shabbat, on Yom Tov, just to show that he's aware of the Day of Judgment. So technically, if a person has a gold ring, he's allowed to wear it on Yom Kippur, or a gold watch that he normally wears during the week, he's allowed to wear it on Yom Kippur. But, again, a white garment that has gold embroidery, so that at the same time that you're asking for white and you're showing the gold of the regel, that would be contradictory. Last but not least, Porsin Mata Yafa ala Shulchan Kemo Shabbat. After Sudat the Masechet, we put white tablecloths on the table and we leave the white tablecloths throughout the day, just like we do on Shabbat. On Shabbat, we don't leave our tables uncovered. Tanakha says, you should cover all the tables, the kitchen, in the dining room, put a white tablecloth. And since we're not having any food on the table, it's brought down in the Ma'amar Mordechai to leave Sefarim on the table. And that's what the Ben Ish Chai brings as well. That's the custom after you put the table to arrange some books, Torah books, Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, Chumash, to adorn the table with Sefrei Kodesh. Reb Chaim Palachi writes that this is a proper minhag. Also, the custom is to clean the house, the beds, and all that, to make it like you're preparing for Shabbat, because again, it's a Shabbat Shabbaton, is Yom Kippur, and therefore one has to also give it the kavod of the Yom Tov.